a dramatic boat rescue in Green Harbor today. Joining us now live on the South Shore's Midday Report, we have Marshfield Police Chief Phil Tavares. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
My pleasure, Christine.
Set up this scenario a little bit, because I was just hearing bits and pieces like a boat drive traveling in circles with nobody on board. What happened?
So, basically, right now, I can give you like the preliminary investigation that indicates just around 10:30, around the low tide this morning, two people were in a center console, a 23-foot center console, and they drove in between the two buoys that mark Farnham Rock, and they actually struck the rock, which sometimes most of the time is exposed at low tide, traveling at a good rate of speed, because it ejected both the driver and the passenger into the water, and then the boat continued on without anybody operating it, and then it started to do circles, tight circles at a high speed. Local fishermen out of Green Harbor rescued the two people that were thrown into the water. The Harbor Master, police, and CETO were en route to the scene, monitored the situation. We had another civilian with a drone capturing what was going on from overhead, and eventually, after well over an hour, they were able to foul the prop with some lines and stop the boat. But it was an extremely dangerous situation. We had to clear the beaches in case the boat came out of the circles and was going straight. We didn't want it to hit another boat. We didn't want it to hit people that were swimming in the water. So it was very intense, dangerous situation that came to a nice, happy ending.
That's amazing, and that's amazing that not more people were injured in that scenario. Do you remember anything similar like this happening over the years? Because I don't.
Yes, we had an unfortunate accident with Zach Woods, where the boat was going around in circles after they were thrown overboard. And at least two other times in my career, I've experienced this as well. But what should happen is, and this should be a reminder for everybody out there in the public, is that there's a reason why the boats have the safety cords that go to the kill switch, because if you get thrown overboard, the boat will immediately stop. And that's what we wish that these people were wearing at the time, and they weren't.
And were they wearing a life vest?
I don't know about that at this point, but I'll get back to you on that information.
Okay, and do you have any approximate ages on how old the people in the boat were, anything like that?
I don't. This is all kind of just breaking, so okay. They're being interviewed right now.
Okay, excellent. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to let us know what was going on down there, and thank goodness nobody else was hurt in that situation. Again, some good work by your folks and the whole department there, the harbor master, the fire guys, the guy with the drone. That's pretty amazing.
Yes, he was extremely helpful for me, because I was on land and I was able to watch it as well. So
that's terrific. And as always, we appreciate you joining us. And again, that's Marshfield Police Chief Phil Tavares. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Christine.